And thanks for joining me here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. So grateful and really glad to have you with us joining us on the program. Joined by two gentlemen that are running, they have founded one of the top cannabis seltzer makers in the country, but they're doing much more in terms of soluble tinctures and other things here. We're going to talk about that and the product Levia, L-E-V-I-A, with both co-founders, the CEO, Troy Brosnan, and the president, Matt Melander, here.
Thank you.
So Levia recently announced the launch of a new cannabis-infused water-soluble tincture, or tinctures now, with premium CO2 extract. The tinctures are now sold at retailers in Massachusetts, where you're significantly based. Each one-ounce bottle tincture contains 300 milligrams THC, zero calories, zero sugar, and zero alcohol. And one bottle of extract contains enough for 60 servings with 5 milligrams THC per serving. And you have three varieties of the tinctures, sativa, hybrid, or indica, and offering flexible dosing for superior experience. So talk to me about these new tinctures and so the idea of working into the craft cannabis field.
Correct, yeah. So what we tried to do with the tincture was make something completely different that really isn't available on the market. So we're not using MCT oil, which leaves that really residue-y oil feel in your mouth. And we're not using alcohol. We're not extracting with alcohol. We're actually using the same emulsion that we use to create the seltzer waters, which kind of leaves you with no cannabis taste whatsoever. A quick onset of five to 7 minutes, and it's 100% water soluble in anything that you want to drop it into.
So talk to me about really just the kind of tinctures that you have been able to craft and what they have, really what's the kind of the flavor profile. What can you tell me about, you know, the experience of, you know, trying these out?
Sure. Yeah. So I like to say there's a little bit of a hint of lemon. And if you do put a little bit more than a 5 milligram dose, it is going to have a little bit of a bitter aftertaste. And, we kind of did that on purpose. We don't want people overdosing. We're firm believers that low dose products are the future of cannabis. And we feel that, you know, we've really put the seltzer and our 5 milligram dose at where people want to be as consumers.
All right. Now, in March, prior to doing the tinctures, you actually had launched three cannabis-infused seltzers. Each seltzer offers its own distinct profile, and the same flavors also apply to the tincture. So you have Achieve, a raspberry lime flavor that uses a sativa blend and caters to those looking for a more active and alert experience. Celebrate, a lemon-lime seltzer infused with a hybrid blend that encourages a more social experience. And Dream, a jamberry seltzer that uses an indica blend for more relaxing, mellow effect. And also, these also contain 5 milligrams of THC, in line with Levia's goal of creating a sessionable drink. Talk to me about the idea of a sessionable drink and the difference of all these different flavors.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we looked at this market and figured we're a society that's built on drinking things with anticipated effects, whether that's coffee in the morning, the ability to customize that. You can drink espresso, lattes, a nice coffee, whatever it is, to the evening when you go out with friends. Sometimes you want a beer, a glass of wine. Sometimes you need a cocktail. Like it really is that ability to customize. Couple that with, you don't go to the bar and order one beer and expect to get to this magical happy space that you're trying to get to. You have a few. It's this understanding that, like, everyone has their own tolerance. They have their own desire of what they're trying to accomplish. And we really wanted to lean in on that construct, let people make decisions for themselves in a format that is, frankly, universally accepted. The seltzer is why we picked the archetypes of Achieve, Celebrate, and Dream. It's very simple. Let's get away from the strain name game that is really, really confusing to even veteran cannabis users. It becomes unapproachable to the novice. So if we created experiences that were then tied to the products and a call it net new user came in, they could buy and achieve and they would realize how they feel. And then they're gonna start to see that same product in all the dispensaries, wherever they go, and the ability to say, hey, look, I know if I'm going for a hike on a Saturday afternoon with my friends, that this will give me the perfect experience, or I'm watching a movie on a Saturday evening and I just want to relax and I have a dream product. Well, you know what you're getting yourself into. You kind of take the fear element away for what we call the can of curious. I mean, the higher tolerance, more veteran users, 5 milligrams may not be enough. That's why we made the tinctures. But the seltzer really, it's meant that you can have a few and still enjoy yourself and control your own experience.
Now, imbibing these type of flavors was very common as with Achieve and Celebrate, is that you really went for a citric or a citrus flavor going with lime and going with a lemon lime or raspberry lime and, you know, also going into a seltzer format. So carbonation, adding a little bit of that citric flavor into what you're trying to do and just trying to find which flavors probably would be strong enough and potent enough to overpower any kind of oily taste or any kind of aftertaste. Talking about, you know, the idea of taking those flavors and using those.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Yeah, frankly, for us, the flavor creation was more it was our own preferences. The technology that we use to create the water soluble aspect really has limited flavor when mixed into a 12-ounce beverage. So we work with a flavor house out of Santa Ana, California. We can reverse engineer any seltzer flavor that's out there and really go with it. The fact that we picked those three initially was, for us, they seemed right down the middle. Raspberry lime's very common. Lemon lime's obviously extremely common. And the mixed berry, jamberry, if you will. These were just meant to be really popular, easy to approach flavors. We didn't want to try to like pick the sweet spot and go with some weird tropical fruit that somebody might not have heard of. We can do that in the future. But for our initial launch, it was very much just like, let's do something that there's something for everyone is basically the best way to put it. Not everybody likes lime, didn't want to do three lime varieties. Not everybody likes sweet berries either. So, you know, you want to give everybody an approachable construct. And then from there, we could overnight really go from 3 SKUs to 9 SKUs by just taking the flavors that we have and playing them each in an Achieve variety, a Celebrate variety, or a Dream variety.
Let's go ahead and talk about where you guys are based there in Massachusetts and the facility itself. You spoke with Boston.com, Matt, and they talk about how the production of Achieve, Celebrate, and Dream takes place in the confines of the 6,000 square foot facility that you have there. And you described your facility as a, quote, microbrewery meets extraction lab. And you said this, quote, "We bring the cannabis flower in. We do the extraction on site in the lab, and then oil is added with a special sauce into our mega tanks seltzer. From there, it sits, it gets tested, it goes to the canning line, it's one big circle." So you have a secret recipe, if you will, and then you add it into the seltzer product. Talking about the whole idea of the microbrewery meets extraction lab.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to look, it's right through the window in front of me. It looks like every other brewery facility you've ever stepped foot in. It's the tanks, it's a full canning system, and that's the production floor, if you will. Behind that is our lab. It's completely isolated. We do on-site CO2 extraction. We have a proprietary technology partner who has created this, we call it a secret sauce, and that's what makes the oil water soluble. We like to say it's very simple and endlessly complicated at the same time. The process itself is not very complex, but the science behind it is really revolutionary. Once that emulsion is ready, we have a pump system that accurately doses it into our tanks, and those tanks are sent out for testing. Once we have those test results and we know that we have a certificate of analysis that says the potency is accurate, we send those products right through the filling line and they can go to
seltzers. We also know, I don't want to bring the other brands out there, but there's, of course, some conventional mainstream brands that are out there that have really made a lot of prominence. And there's been talk about how if there's a, you know, what is where do we need to go and see things where people are looking to expand? Because, you know, is there, what's the level of growth that we could see? So there have been, at one time, you know, the market was quite, wasn't anything as prominent as it is now. But there are a number of companies that are getting double-digit growth, being very positive. And, of course, you have other companies within the cannabis industry that are also doing their own seltzers and carving out a niche. And, you know, some of the other companies are always looking to expand their brands. Talk to me about, you know, is the sky the limit with seltzers now? Is this something that you think is part of the alcohol and beverage industry? Is this going to be just a commonplace? Do you think it's always going to be a permanent thing or just a fad?
Yeah, I mean, we're of the belief that if you just look at the growth of the hard seltzer market from 2016 to 2021, I mean, you're looking at a market growth of, call it, 500 million in 16 to 5.5 billion in 2020. The cannabis beverage segment is obviously still in its infancy. There are some there are some players nationally who have quote unquote seltzers. I tell everyone, please go pour that. Look at the color. See, it's not clear. It's not seltzer. Seltzer is clear. It's water. They're using a nano-emulsification that really creates this cloudy, almost skim milk-looking color. It's very off-putting. We have a crystal-clear product. That's to say that, yeah, I think we have the superior product. I think the sales numbers speak for itself. And the long-term growth of what this market can be, the sky is the limit. You're going to start to see over time as federal legality changes and the products continue to evolve, that this will become... We like to think that this segment is the great unifier for cannabis products. It's put in a format that everyone is comfortable with. We all know how to open a can of something and consume it. And that to us looks like it's the future growth wave.
Yeah. And to add on that, I mean, the consumer's really driving that. They're looking for healthier, low calorie, less sugar or no sugar drinks to incorporate into their life.
And the one thing I also noticed from a Yahoo Finance article that talked about how they're trying to, you know, of course, one of those like clickbait articles, they're saying, you know, the peaking of the hard seltzer market, because they're trying to make the explanation that, you know, people were stocking up on hard seltzer at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. But it does bring up a good question, because now we are, you know, coming on the other side of the pandemic and people are going out much more. Talk to me about the idea of being able to go and get these seltzers and other products similar out to people if they want to go ahead and gather and network and they want to go ahead and, you know, if you could find it in like a local watering hole.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've said from the moment that I got involved in this project that there's no reason why sometime in the future, a cannabis infused beverage won't be on the draft line of every pub in America.
Yep.
Now that's not tomorrow.
Right.
That's not next year, but that'll come at some point. And even still, I think the trick for the seltzer market and why it's here to stay, whether it's infused with cannabis or if it's just a hard seltzer like Truly or White Claw, the current 21 to 34-year-old demographic is just, they're not interested in beer anymore. It's empty calories. Even still, no matter what, with an alcohol product, you have calories. You simply can't have a zero-calorie alcohol product. We've created a zero-calorie intoxicant, right? I mean, and there's a health reason why people will turn to cannabis beverages as they start to learn more. Zero calories, zero sugar, plant-based products.
Yep.
It's really hard to poke foul at that and say there's anything wrong with
it. It's becoming a thing, even if whatever this story tried to say, the bottom line is the investment by the major beverage companies is making a point. Molson Coors launching a hard seltzer partnership with Coca-Cola, Constellation Brands, also putting one out. They're all looking to get in, getting on the action. But the difference is going to be where they're going to say, okay, well, you know, how great is it going to be to go ahead and build a product much more organic, again, plant-based? There'll be much more of a thing that'll even give you just a different kind of feeling that'll be much easier to deal with, much healthier, and give you just a different type of feel to it that's going to just be better off in the long run. So let's direct people to the website, levia.buzz, LEVIA.BUZZ. Brighten everyone's day. With your three different products. Real quickly, before we go and wrap things up, go ahead and, you know, as we send people to the website, how can they get their hands on the product? Hell, I'm thirsty all the time. I could always go ahead and pop the top of a drink right now. So, like, if I wanted to get my hands on one, where would I go and how can I get some?
We're just going to play off what you just said. It's levia.buzz/find. if you're in Massachusetts, you put your zip code in, it'll show you any dispensary within 20 miles of where you are. Currently, we're in over 100 stores across the Commonwealth and looking to continue to expand. So hoping that we just continue to bring net new users into cannabis and let them realize that you don't need to smoke these products to enjoy them. And there's a very easy way to consume that fits the societal norm, which is you open a can and you just enjoy with whatever else you're up to in your life.
Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on with me. Again, been here with Troy Brosnan, Matt Melander of Lydia, co-founders of the company. Also, Troy being CEO, Matt being president. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here on Grassroots Marketing. Glad to have you on.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. We have more Blunt Business coming up after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. My next guest, he once lost all his money trading cannabis stocks, but cannabis itself turned out to be his professional redemption. Today, he's the founder of a thriving young cannabis lifestyle brand called Blazy Susan, an industry disruptor that's gaining fame for its pink rolling papers and Lazy Susan styles accessory organizer, and much more, as we learned. You may have remembered that we had our guest on Dazed and Infused, hosted by Lathan Woodward. Make sure to go and look for that episode here on CannabisRadio.com and listen to that. A longer conversation here, but we're going to briefly go ahead and follow back up with my guest, Will Brickell, CEO of Blazy Susan. Will, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you having me back on the program. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, you've definitely stepped up from what you've been doing in the last 6 months or so since we last talked to you. So as we said, you know, sort of as a cannabis lifestyle brand, and you were on Dazed and Infused after you had just built a custom one-of-a-kind dab bar for really, you know, multi-purpose actress influencer Bella Thorne in her California home, and you've since created a custom chandelier to help enhance and define the space. Now, this project with Bella Thorne and other celebrity commissions represent an expansion that you've been making into high-end custom cannabis-related home installations. So that's kind of a new term that I've not heard, but you've obviously expanded. You've taken the opportunity that you had from initial, you know, opportunities from somebody who was high profile. You got the great exposure for it. What is it that you're working on now? And is the sky the limit here on what you're able to do? Look, give me some of the ideas of what kind of projects you were creating before we get into some of the other ones that you're going full scale commercial with.
Yeah. So I think that right now it's one of the best times to be in this particular space with the home installation, with, you know, creating these custom pieces for celebrities and just anyone really that, you know, wants to have something really nice in their home for cannabis, for, you know, having a place to consume. You know, very much like the bar cart for alcohol, we want to create something that's a little bit more interactive and something that is definitely catered to, you know, cannabis users. So for us, you know, the sky is really the limit. We just started doing some stuff that we maybe just wrapped it up. And this is going out to a even bigger star than Bella. Can't say who it is just yet, but he is from Canada and he did just release an album. So if that narrows it down a little bit, you know, we've done some stuff for him. So we you know, broke out of our comfort zone again on this next project, and we'll be posting about that pretty soon, you know, within a month. But we did it with granite, we did it with marble, marble inlays with gold leaf, you know, all sorts of very, very high end, you know, designer sort of touches that we've been really trying to push ourselves and push our staff, you know, to create the next best thing, use finer materials. So, you know, we've been working with a, you know, just a local countertop company, and they love what we do. So we've been able to start working in these new materials, you know, granite and marble and all these awesome things. You know, they're cut on a water jet. So that was our next kind of big project, was working on these big pieces And these are like very, they're like XL Blazy Susans, right? They're meant to go, you know, in your smoking room, in your kitchen, you know, where you might have a normal kitchen island. You know, some people have huge kitchen islands, right? And they're like 10, 12 feet long. You know, things that will fit on there that will really go and match with a very high-end interior. So that was a new challenge for us. You know, with the Bella Thorne project, that was very much an experiential room. So we had, you know, the kind of the whole space to play with and create the theme, which was sort of the jungle, you know, fake plants, a lot of hanging vines and, you know, very earthy tones as far as like the actual room itself. Where this project is going to be, we want to be able to drop it into a multi-million dollar mansion and have it look at home. So that's been the next, you know, the next project that we've been working on. And we've actually moved warehouses. So this has been something that's been going on since March, actually. And we moved warehouses, you know, in July, June. So we've been, you know, really, really busy kind of getting our shop set up and, you know, creating that next, you know, I would say the next stage to really create even larger things. So well, we're talking you, to
really take me inside. What is the makeup when you're trying to create one of these custom home installations? Who's behind the blueprint? And I mean, are you basically feeding the input to them? You're giving somewhat of a semblance of some idea and you're just creating it and you're kind of giving some free rein to do that?
That's a great question. So it really depends. You know, with Bella, that was something where she kind of gave us the general theme and we tried to keep her updated as we were building to just show like, hey, this is what we're doing. And, you know, most of the time it was like, oh, I love it. But really we do a lot of the development. You know, we ultimately want to make this something that, you know, a part of our service and a part of our brand is really being able to come into a space and truly make it better. You know, from the design, from the layout to the materials and, you know, the methods that we build into that space for consumption, right? If someone smokes blunts or joints all day, we don't really need to give them an e-nail, right? So like that's where we really try to match the person and the place with our product, right? And so we really try to bring that all together in a finished package. So ultimately we're open to suggestions, but a lot of the times we're doing this, you know, these projects for such high profile people that they don't really talk to us until it's done. Most of the time it's like, we'll talk to one of their, you know, one of their managers or one of their, you know, friends, you know, close friends, someone that we can get in touch with. And then we, you know, basically pitch it to them and we're like, hey, we're going to make this for this big star. Will you give it to them? Will you contact us together? And so that's a bit of on the more guerrilla marketing side where it's sort of like, if you build it, they will come, which has been like a very interesting part of what we're doing because.
So let's go ahead and talk about exactly those creations that you now make, a couple of them that you're actually working on, you know, and that's really the claim to fame is the Blazy Susan, 15.5 inches in diameter, constructed from a high quality birch, hand finished, with a fine Italian varnish to ensure a sleek and smooth rolling experience. And then you also have spinning rolling trays, an innovative design with small compartments for all different types of smoking accessories and supplies, including lighters, pre-rolls, bangers, your cell phone, and more. You know, you have these products. Talk to me about the demand for it. Did it all start off with a project from Bella Thorne? Or, I mean, where did you come up with those ideas initially? And are there some other projects that you're putting in development?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, as far as the life cycle of the brand and where we really started, it all started from kind of a coffee table that was really messy, right? And that was my first kind of problem that we set out to tackle was to organize all the coffee tables of messy stoners, you know, across the globe, right? And that ultimately led to the Blazy Susan. So we developed everything here in Denver. You know, we did a lot of focus groups, talked to a lot of people, went through three or four different design iterations before we actually we got featured on CNN. So it was really funny, but we were still considering changing the design at that time. And once we got on CNN, we're like, all right, we have to just roll with it, right? We just went full steam ahead with what we had. That was what was on TV. So we started with there with the Blazy, and ultimately we were developing a lot of other things that go on to the Blazy. I think when we first started, I was hand pouring silicone molds that I had 3D printed myself, was making all this stuff, to order essentially. So the trays, that was something where it was very niche. People were supporting us mainly through Instagram, and we had a website, right off the bat. And, for us, I think the real, pivotal moment was when we started dropping the pink rolling papers. That was in April of 2018. So right, 420 is when we got our first shipment, basically. And from there, I just started giving them out. It was one of those things where we just had to see, because we got really great reviews from the initial testing and like focus groups, I guess you can say. So from there, we had now sort of two different segments in the business. One, which was, more consumable products, right? Like rolling papers. And then we had like the products that we would want you to keep, right, for your whole life, right? That the Blazy Susan, the rolling trays, the more high quality things that we're making and designing really to last you. So that's where we sort of started to split the product offering into, durable goods, non-durable goods, you could say. So from there, we just started continuing developing each side of that business. So the next product we launched were actually Q-tips for dabbing. So we saw that there were a lot of people making Q-tips. A lot of people were using Q-tips to clean out their bongs and their vapes and their bangers for dabbing. So we decided to go out and kind of create a better Q-tip. And that was the next consumable product that we launched. It's been doing really well. Ultimately we have one of the thickest wrapped Q-tips on the market. So it'll absorb all that, resin and oil right up and just suck it right up. So that was another thing that we started to do. And ultimately we have that same approach with the industry is, we're looking across all these different avenues of consumption and product. And we're looking at how we can improve it, how we can give the consumer a better experience. And that's where we started also developing these larger, these larger dab bars sort of came out of that, which was, hey, the Blazy Susan's great. What if I want an even bigger thing, right? And that was sort of my dream since the beginning of the actual brand. When I first came up with the idea, was it was actually like a giant coffee table that had all the compartments, not just a tray, but actually the whole thing itself was the product, right? And that was where my head was initially. But when we started, we didn't have the money or the resources to actually make things that big. And also I had no idea how to make furniture. I'm not a furniture guy. I don't come up from a furniture background. So it was very much like, I want to do this, but I got to start here, right? And over the years, as we started to build up our own internal production capabilities, and we hired more people that, have worked in fabrication and custom building, that's really when we were able to start to make these dreams come to reality. So, for us, it's one of these things that we've always had that in our DNA with Blazy, is creating experiential stuff. We started in your home, but then we really want to take that and bring it to the larger masses, right? Looking at consumption at large events, at music venues, at things where, there might be a line of people lining up to buy a dab or to take a dab. Those are the experiences now that we're looking at with consumption. Obviously, there's a ton of stuff happening in Las Vegas and Nevada right now with consumption lounges being able to actually sell product in the bar itself is a huge step forward. And, ultimately I think it's going to bring about a whole nother, wave of growth in these consumption lounges and places where you can go in, you can buy a joint, you can buy a dab, you don't have to go in and spend $80 on an eighth. It's still going to be expensive, right? Cause it's in Vegas, but that whole model has been essentially, it just hasn't existed until now. Right. So a lot of the consumption lounges, you can't sell cannabis, right? Which makes no sense, because it's like you go to a bar, you have to bring your own stuff. How does that bar make money, right? And that's where a lot of these consumption lounges have been struggling, you know, to really like make real revenue because they haven't been able to do that. So for us, seeing these changes is just getting us more energized to continue to develop products in that space. And we're looking, you know, as far as, you know, other projects, you know, we're remodeling entire dispensaries. So we have the capabilities to, you know, do full remodels, interior build outs. And that's something that we're doing with a dispensary called Buku Loud here in Colorado Springs. So they're going to be our first real dispensary build out where we're going to take their whole storefront and completely remodel it, you know, doing shelving, putting in the fridges, doing custom signage, custom graphics. Just the whole experience is going to be created by us. And that's something that we're doing with the dispensary. So that's more of a contract build sort of thing that we're starting to do now. And ultimately, it's because we have the people and the machines to do that. So,
I mean, it does sound like you're going to have to spin off the business from doing the custom home installations outside of the bread and butter, doing the dab trays and the cones and all that stuff. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a, you know, I don't know, it's a lot to pack in. So I'm guessing somehow it's going to have to be branched out, and I don't know how you work it out, but you're busy. Let's just say like that.
We are busy. So it's great that you say that, because the name of the brand that we're actually using for that side of the business is actually called Blazy Builds. So Blazy Builds is our custom sort of side of our business where, you know, that's ultimately going to be like a custom sign shop. We can do signage, we can do displays, we can do, you know, all sorts of things for the cannabis industry as a service, and not necessarily like selling them products, right? So we've done displays for other, you know, accessory brands. I have a good friend here in Colorado, and he has a brand called Arsenal. And so we made him a very nice, you know, display with his logo that was made out of walnut. You know, and that's, he uses that as his trade shows now. So like, those are the kind of things where we have the capabilities to do it. We have a great network of businesses that we, you know, we respect and work with. And so we really are out to help them, you know, help them market better, help them, you know, be able to reach their customers better. And that's something that, it's basically a whole nother business. You know, Blazy Builds in a sense is also creating these custom one-off projects for Blazy Susan. So, you know, Blazy Builds truly is our custom shop, you know, build anything, you know, give us a project, we'll do it. You know, we built out an ice cream shop in Miami, you know, completely unrelated to cannabis, but, you know, there is money there. And one of the guys, his name's Marcos, that really is running Blazy Builds, he owned a full sign shop in Miami. So he's done stuff for Red Bull, for Audi. Everything was custom, you know, custom art installations, custom LEDs, you know, basically all sorts of random stuff that is high end for large brands. So we've got that experience on our team now, and it's been extremely useful to be able to now come to these brands, not just say, hey, you should sell our rolling papers or you should, you know, buy these products, but hey, we can also help you guys. You know, how can we help? We can build you this, we can build you that, we can print this graphic, that graphic. So, you know, for us, being able to have all that in-house is really invaluable, not just only for Blazy Susan, but for that opportunity when we do have more bandwidth, you know, really being able to truly service the cannabis industry in more ways than just providing products.
All right, well, we're out of time, but we'll appreciate you taking time else to talk about how many things you were dabbing into, pun intended, when it comes to custom cannabis installations, now working on businesses, working on dispensaries, and wherever somebody might have the call to go ahead and have your style and this kind of based on the work you've already done and how others can work with you on this, obviously. So people can go to blazysusan.com, BLAZYSusan.com. Check out their full line of merch, accessories, rolling trays, everything you need for the dab. And if they're looking to go and reach out to you also for, if anybody's been inspired to go and work with you on some kind of a custom project, what's the best way to reach out to you for that?
Yeah, so the best way I would say is to reach out to my personal Instagram, which is just Blazy CEO on Instagram, and you can feel free to shoot me a DM, and we can go from there.
All right. Well, thanks for giving me one of those website again, blazysusan.com. And we'll keep an eye on what's going on with you. Hopefully, you know, down the line, let's find out the next great creation that you make and keep us posted. Thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll see you at MJ Biz.
And thank you, listeners, for listening to Blunt Business, as you always do. Make sure to go and subscribe wherever you find the podcast, wherever your favorite podcast portal is, mine's Spotify. And remember to go ahead and go to Apple Podcasts and other places that will let you review and rate the program. I hope you'll do that and consider that for Blunt Business. And we'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.